You get home safe last night?
Yeah, I
should have. Well, head down that way. Your day will get better.
Joe Prada never had a goal to be a high school principal. He just wanted to have an impact on kids and get them ready for their next phase in life. It's clear, walking the halls with him at Decatur Central, that Principal Prada is admired by his students and staff. He's humble in his approach and proud of his school. Decatur Central is an urban school with a transient student body of 1,600, where graduation rates can be improved. The building is brand new, designed around the concept of 5 learning communities, each with a different focus, each all-inclusive in its instruction. More social, future-thinking students might choose to be in the Edge Academy. The ICE Academy stands for Imagine, Create, and Express. Prada says the structure engages and excites students.
We're keeping more kids in school because of this model. Kids are feeling more comfortable at school. They know the adults here. They feel like people are here to help them be successful and overcome their difficulties and things. And I didn't feel that way when we were in a big comprehensive high school. And I think kids would tell you the same thing.
One of the learning communities is called New Tech. Decatur Central is one of several high schools in the state using the model. It's popular among students and the business community, says Dave Dressler at the University of Indianapolis.
Students are using real-world examples of projects through multiple courses. And also, New Tech schools are highly into 21st century skills. This would be oral and written communication, problem-solving, teamwork, the kinds of skills that are necessary for success for students later on in the workforce.
Dressler says it's so new that there hasn't been a New Tech class to graduate yet, but early indications show that attendance is up and discipline problems are down. Something else unique at Decatur Central. Prada says a portion of the school's budget is earmarked to give students a taste of college.
We believe for our students to realize they can be successful in high school, we want them to get off campus and take a college course during their senior year. We believe, again, if they can have that experience, they can realize, I can do this.
Last spring, when this idea was launched, about 50 students signed up to take a college course. This spring, more than 100 are taking advantage. Carol D'Amico at Connexus Indiana says exposing high school students to the next level can improve their chance of success.
It's huge. In Indiana, we have one of the highest college dropout rates in the country, and I think it's because our students are not ready academically for college when they get there. So they spend their first year or two struggling, and they drop out.
There's a feel at Decatur Central that students are treated more like adults, and they respond with respect to their teachers and environment. Prada also credits something called the STAR program. From day one, students are assigned a STAR teacher. They're together for 4 years. They build relationships, and each student has a trusted adult at school familiar with his or her life.
If it's the STAR teacher pushing you and working with you and even communicating with your family and saying, we can do this, you get excited about it and you realize you can do it. And so, again, that's where we're starting to motivate kids and get those pockets in a lot is through that STAR program.
While Prada drives the innovation and new models at Decatur Central, he doesn't stray from a core strategy of successful principals who genuinely like their students. It works for Chuck Weisenbach at the more traditional Roncalli High.
Tell them what you expect. Be very clear what your expectations are. Let them know that you love them and that you're going to try and support them in meeting those expectations, and 90% will get there.
Tomorrow, the Principal Factor concludes with thoughts from some professors who would like to see high school principals become better instructional leaders.
They've been pretty good managers, but there's a difference between managing an organization and leading an organization.
For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alsett.
This project is part of the Principal Story Outreach Campaign, which is made possible by a generous grant from the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving school leadership. Visit www.wallacefoundation.org/principalstory.